The other poem that I want to read, connection with that one, is, I said it's another animal poem, but it's not the animal speaking. It's some counterpart of the animal speaking to its own, I suppose, a projection of itself, but a projection of some part of itself that it wants to be, or that it wants to be connected with and is uncertain of. And I don't think I need say more about it than to say that it's a poem in the form of a prayer, the way many of the Psalms are. And the title and the dramatic approach of the poem come from this line of that long, marvelous, elusive poem of Christopher Smart's Jubilate Agno, Rejoice in the Lamb. And the fact that it is the Lamb is partly ironic to this, is part of the irony of this particular choice of single line. Because the line goes, if you think of the Lamb, let Lemuel bless with the wolf, which is a dog without a master, but the Lord hears his cries and feeds him in the desert. The poem is called Lemuel's Blessing. You that know the way, Spirit, I bless your ears, which are like cypresses on a mountain, with their roots in wisdom. Let me approach. I bless your paws and their 20 nails, which tell their own prayer and are like dice in command of their own combinations. Let me not be lost. I bless your eyes, for which I know no comparison. Run with me like the horizon, for without you I am nothing but a dog, lost and hungry, ill-natured, untrustworthy, useless. My bones together bless you like an orchestra of flutes. Divert the weapons of the settlements and lead their dogs a dance. Where a dog is shameless and wears civility in his tail like a banner, let me wear the opprobrium of possessed and possessors as a thick tail properly used to warm my worst and my best parts. My tail and my laugh bless you. Lead me past the error at the fork of hesitation. Deliver me from the roof of the lair which clings to me in the morning, painful when I move, like a trap. Even debris has its favorite positions, but they are not yours. From the roof of kindness with its licked hands, I have sniffed baited fingers and followed toward necessities which were not my own. It would make me an habitué of back steps, faithful custodian of fat sheep. From the roof of prepared comforts with its habitual dishes sporting my name and its collars and leashes of vanity. From the roof of approval with its nets, kennels, and taxidermists, it would use my guts for its own rackets and instruments to play its own games and music. Teach me to recognize its platforms, which are constructed like scaffolds. From the roof of known paths, which would use my feet, tail, and ears as curios, my head is a nest for tame ants. My fate is a warning. I have hidden at wrong times for wrong reasons. I have been brought to bay more than once. Another time, if I need it, create a little wind like a cold finger between my shoulders. Then let my nails pour out a torrent of aces like grain from a threshing machine. Let fatigue, weather, the old bones, finally, be nothing to me. Let all lights but yours be nothing to me. Let the memory of tongues not unnerve me so that I stumble or quake. But lead me at times beside the still waters. There, when I crouch to drink, let me catch a glimpse of your image before it is obscured with my own. Preserve my eyes, which are irreplaceable. Preserve my heart, veins, bones, against the slow death building in them like hornets until the place is entirely theirs. Preserve my tongue, and I will bless you again and again. Let my ignorance and my failings remain far behind me like tracks made in a wet season, at the end of which I have vanished, so that those who track me for their own twisted ends may be rewarded only with ignorance and failings. But let me leave my cry stretched out behind me like a road on which I have followed you, and sustain me for my time in the desert on what is essential to me.